Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm just going to be honest. My superpowers, being honest, I've extrapolated this out, and I won't have to for a few years since I got food and stuff, but I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors. See, my superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will. I'm combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, probably the leader. The point is that you thought about that yet, because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up my neighbor, how I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up? I'll do it. My children aren't going hungry. I will eat your ass. And that's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first.
Man, that is so what, like, a lot of things. Welcome to the mug off, baby. This is it. This is red hot. I got a couple of takes on this before we get into that. We should introduce our guest. She's all on Zoom. One of my favorite people. She's the best. But we've both stayed with her before. Not you, Yaz. You weren't invited. But she's very funny. Originally a Queenslander. Can't AS sucked in. Cuz, please welcome the pod. It's Alex Ward.
Hello.
Welcome to you.
Yeah, welcome.
You really talked me up.
Oh,
originally
fuck.
A Queenslander is my main credit.
Yeah, I was on board until you said that.
Jerry and I have both stayed at your house.
Yeah. Yeah, you really lost your train of thought halfway through the middle.
I'm just thinking about that. Alex Jones cunt.
I like when he says he won't let his kids starve. I'm like, you're gonna make them eat the people too.
Oh, I think so.
Sorry, this is easily the shittest intro we've ever had to a podcast, but fuck, here we are. Grow a garden, cunt. Like, plant something first.
Yeah,
instead of just looking over the fence at your neighbor like, I'm gonna eat his ass.
What do you're no stranger to eating ass, Alex. What do you reckon?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't eat my neighbor's ass, but I'd to keep local though, yes, you're right.
Fucking plant some carrots, cunt.
Eat local, think global. That means eat the ass next year, but think about other asses.
Maybe yeah. His neighbors are like, I don't know. Maybe they're real sexy. Maybe if we saw them, we'd be like, yeah, I'd eat that.
Yeah, he's going to string him up by chains and keep him alive and eat his ass.
Well, you did anything, Cameron. So what do you reckon? How far down the list is human rate?
I'd start gardening before I started murdering my neighbors.
I was stuck on him being like, I'm the leader, probably. It's like, that guy's not leading anyone.
Yeah.
he drives a tank around Texas.
You got to have some conviction if you're going to be a leader. And I reckon, if you're like, I think I'm the leader.
Yeah, you're losing in the ballots if you think you might be the leader.
Yeah. Definitely. Also, if you're looking at the neighbors, like, just, and again, as a butcher, if you're looking at your neighbors,
here we go.
Right, eat the youngest one.
Like veal.
Yeah, exactly. You want mutton or veal?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Alex, you're a veggie. What do you reckon?
In Spain, apparently, some of the butchers there, they all, like, the cow growers eat really old cows. How do you feel about that, Cameron? I watched a doco the other day. They were eating like 17-year-old cows.
Yeah, I caught Cameron chewing on his own leather shoe, so I don't think he's going to be too worried about that.
Yeah,
but
it's a little rich for his taste.
Bad meat.
still fucking murdered it in barbecue sauce.
I'm gonna take a siesta on some of that old meat. You know what I mean? You guys can have that fucking el fuck offo.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, someone's fucking...
Yeah, very cultured.
Here we go.
My granddad was a butcher, so I know he's...
Really? I love when someone's like, I mentioned that I'm a butcher, and someone's like, oh, my granddad was a butcher, and you could tell by their tone whether or not they respected the person they just told me about.
Was he a good butcher, or was he your run-of-the-mill Duggan?
I mean, he killed him, so I think he was a good one. He did his job, you know.
Sure.
And you can't argue with that.
Them's the facts.
Duggan eats them.
Duggan eats them. Well, thanks so much.
Just say yes.
Thanks so much for coming on the Mug Off, Alex. Obviously, you're a long-time friend of the show and first-time guest.
I'm so excited to be here, and especially from my house. It's so relaxing.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
We had big plans to do this while we were in Melbourne with you, and then or in Sydney when you would have been here now.
Yeah.
But it all went to shit. We're meant to be doing our live show tonight, wasn't it? Or
last night. Last night would have been.
I'll tell you
what,
Alex.
Did you guys have a live? I was like, oh, am I the live guest? But it was last night, so. Mm.
It would. I tell you what, it would have. It probably still would have been going. We would have got you on.
Yeah, I'm glad we never cancelled it, so hopefully a few people showed up.
Yeah,
I don't know if it ever went on sale, did it?
It's nice to reflect, isn't it, on how well we would have sold.
Yeah.
Man, I can tell you now, I would have had the sickest month in Melbourne. I can just feel it.
You didn't even write a show.
I did. I almost finished writing a show. It would have been so sick.
I got so angry when you texted me and were like, oh, I hadn't really written a show. I was so mad at you. Like, I'd just done a week in Adelaide to try and figure it out, and I hated it. I just hate Adelaide. I was so mad.
I mean, obviously, I was joking. I'd written it.
He hadn't written shit.
If there's any... dude, I was at the beach. There's photos of me writing it. Yaz was there, and he said I was writing my diary about the cops hassling me.
Oh, yeah. One day's work. How long did you spend in Adelaide, Alex?
Yeah, sorry, too I'm long. A genius. Sorry.
He read it in an afternoon at the beach.
I had two nights off in Adelaide and I came back to Melbourne.
Oh, really? Fuck.
That's how much I didn't want to be in Adelaide.
Oh, fuck. It's a fucking pits there anyway.
You just came back. I just came back
to my house. Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
That place, fuck.
What's your guff with Adelaide?
Oh, it's just... I'll give it this. The chicks are hot. I will give them that.
Yeah, right.
But then you get a test of that, Alex.
Yeah, I would. But also, you give every city that.
Yeah.
Yeah, every city. Oh, the chicks are hot.
Jerry also gives that to every Westfield.
Yeah. Or Red Rooster. Anything you can drive through.
Adelaide's fine. If you have any fans in Adelaide, you're fine. But also, you just don't want to pay for tickets. That's my opinion.
What do you mean? You like yeah, because they're just used to getting everything for free, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, do you reckon
how?
Do you reckon you've got, Alex, do you reckon you've got a big crossover between your show and the Clipsal 500?
I had one guy who was a crossover and he passed out drunk in my show. So I reckon... Well, my one fan is enough.
Yeah, spent all day working on the whippersnapper. I thought I might pop down the Clipsal 500.
Yeah, saw one of these lesbians on a flyer. I thought, you know what? Let's give it a go.
Yeah, her missus wasn't there, unfortunately. So couldn't take them both back.
We lost you there, Alex.
It just came back.
Yeah, okay.
You know what's going to be great when you edit all this and the audios are working on the two separate files and we're just going, hang on, we lost you, while Alex is talking.
I feel like it's psychopathic. I just sat there in absolute silence. I didn't even check if you could hear me. I just went and say it.
That's what you have to put up with this modern COVID times, you know? Mm. You got to fucking deal with this technology shit.
I feel like this is kind of designed for our podcast. Like, oh, these retards are making it work. It's like, oh, yeah. Wait, are you talking?
If I can fucking figure it out, then anyone can figure it out.
Well,
I'm trying to get back to doing some normal shit. I went to my osteopath today. I don't know if you know this, Alex. I got a few back issues, so I had a look into it.
Yeah, what are they, bite marks on there?
All right, man.
Got his ass.
I will eat your ass. But apparently, like he said, the injuries are consistent with someone who's spent years trying to suck their own dick. I'm like, that's not me. That's definitely not me. Must have been. misdiagnosis or something, maybe check your files. Fuck yeah.
All due respect, doctor, I think I'll get a second opinion.
Like, there's one other option. It's maybe that or years of trying to get other people to suck your dick.
Oh, just groveling on the ground.
If that's what throws
please,
you...
Please, please.
If, that if that's what throws you back at, I should be in a wheelchair.
But it's great that you're in there in high vis. It could be manual labor or probably getting people to suck your dick. My professional opinion, this guy's begging people to suck his
dick. This is just a pervert in a high vis.
He doesn't even work on a job site. He just likes being seen.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but so I went there, got it all loosened up and stuff, and it was all good. But I got back to my car, and my front left tire was flat, and I had to I got the stuff out to change it, and then it was like a free park next to me. And then I was like lying on the floor, like fucking jumping, like flopping around like a fish, trying to figure out how to change a tire. And so like obviously people would like, they'd go to park and they go, oh, he's retarded. I should probably leave it. Yeah. You know? And then this one woman just dropped.
He's rolling around in high vis.
We can't help this man.
I think I'm the first.
Try to work out how to get out of that overtime.
I'm the first person in high-vis in history who doesn't know how to change a tire.
Yeah.
Normally you have to do that class to get the high-vis, but...
Fucking poser.
Yeah. I was absent
doesn't
that day.
Doesn't work on a job site, must be a security guard.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, I missed that lesson. I was too busy sucking my own dick. But anyway, I was trying to change it, and then this woman just parked. She pulled into the spot next to me and just gave me the old, oh, I'm sorry. And she just like pulled her car right next to me and like opened her door into me. I was like on the ground.
Opened her door into you?
What do you mean?
Because that's the driver's side. It was the front left tire. So yeah. I'm lying on the ground and she just drove, parked next to me, just opened the door into me like that.
The absolute disrespect. I imagine it was in an empty car park as well.
I felt like there were spots to me. I felt like she could have gone
just
anywhere
door
else.
Door checked you.
Well, everyone else did. They like went for a spot and then went, oh no, I'll go another spot.
In her defense, you were in the handicap section.
So, was she old?
She's like in her mid-40s.
And race.
White. This is a fucking...
Yeah, what race was... Oh, that's such a fucking white
woman
thing
move.
To do.
Yeah. Actually, a few POCs drove up and then went, oh no, it's fine. It was this white woman.
Yeah.
The entitlement on it. And then, yeah, she's...
If your POCs drove up, saw a guy in high-vis and went, oh, it's not worth the risk.
I'm going to get out of this racial discrimination early.
No, get back in here, mate.
But yeah, she opened the door. It's like, and you know me, Alex, I'm a cool customer. I don't normally snap. But
sure.
I just go, listen.
Jerry's got fist-sized hail damage in his bottom now.
I go, listen, sweetheart. Do you know how to change a fucking tire? She said yes, and she ended up helping me change the tire.
Actual? Yeah. Nice one, toots.
The only reason she had to help you is because that, like, that onset of CTE when she opened the fucking door into your head.
But it was nice. I bought her a coffee and we had a chat.
So what part of it?
Yeah, I bought her a coffee afterwards to say thanks because I was just like,
is that enough?
Oh well, fuck me. She can send me an invoice if she wants anything else.
What part of the tire changer did she do? Just all the heavy lifting.
She held the car up.
We just pushed it onto my back, and then I was like, "Change it quick."
What'd you do? Just stand there with the flashlight, hand a screwdriver, yeah.
Hand
of
the wrong fucking drill.
Do you want a monkey wrench? No, she just helped me get like the. Here we are.
Here we go.
Here we go.
She just bent down at the wheel and you're opening the car door into her. How do you like that?
Yeah, you should have got it.
Does that feel good, huh?
Just get in her car and drive away. You deal with this piece of shit. I can't be fucked. But yeah, no, she was a cool lady in the end. Because I couldn't
get her. Shout her out.
Marie from Balmain, if you're listening, I know I made you take several items of merch before I sent you on the way.
You have a couple of pod stickers.
And she's like, I'm going to need a coffee or something.
Yeah. How about this sticker? We'll put it next to the Camry badge on the back of your car.
White women love Camry. That's true. Yeah. But yeah, I was just like...
Not Cameron. What kind of...
And no one likes Cameron.
Yeah, no race.
Women, no women like Cameron.
Just women in general. Color, yeah. Any color.
My partner's friend wants to refer to Duggan as revolting.
Repulsive.
Repulsive.
How do you find Cameron? You've known him for many years. Did you know him before you were gay?
Cameron. I call him Camry.
Reliable, cheap to fix.
I guess I knew him. No, yeah, I was gay because I was gay like 5 years before comedy. So.
Oh, rats. No, you missed your shot there, Cameron. Yeah.
You were leaning into a I turned a gay thing, weren't you?
Well, you know, no one wants to see how the sausage is made.
Read you like a fucking book, man.
You can't
but
read
like
books.
All Queensland women are gay, really. I mean,
yeah.
Look at them.
Yeah.
Who knows? We're still attracted to men. You know, we are men. You know, it's confusing.
There's so much going on.
Yeah. Cameron and I always say there's no reason we should have been friends, like at first when we became friends, but we were just like, there was no one else who was sane or slightly normal to be friends with in comedy at the time, and that's when we became mates.
Like Cameron's in any other in any other context, would have been like, we probably wouldn't get along that well.
Mm.
Turns out, get along very well.
Like a damn house.
Very well.
On fire.
Cameron used to give me lifts home from gigs, and he would smoke his bongs or whatever pipe after.
No. It was a prop. It was a prop.
Yeah, here we go.
You brought a prop bong to a gig.
It was a prop pipe. I was
Arn Endone over here.
But you always did it. You always did the prop smoking. After you drove me home, which I respected.
Yeah, well, I'm not a fucking...
He's a gentleman.
I'm not a prop lunatic, you know?
I can't believe you made it home.
I remember I used to do it and I said, hey, does this look like I'm smoking weed?
That one went over my head.
Yeah, I guess you have to be there.
I was like, yeah, you look cool, man. Look cool.
Anyway, this is me. Is it true, Alex, you made him drop you 2 blocks from your house so he'd never know where you actually live?
Not true. Yes, not true. That is not true. I think that's not true.
If you feel unsafe on this Zoom call with him at any time, yeah, just blink twice and I'll... Yeah.
I'm just hoping he can't tell too much on the background about where I live now.
It's a lot like you're living in the house of mirrors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a big mirror behind me for all the people listening.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Good visual gag. Fuck it.
Oh, like I'm the only cunt who's ever done a visual gag on this.
What's going on with you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you got unfunny-itis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been getting around a bit.
Jared, that was pretty unfunny. Unfunny.
Oh, spreading.
Thank you, Alex.
It's a real disorder.
You're welcome.
So did you you said you've known Cameron a long time.
Yeah, I guess back then. We used to go to Stone's Corner and drink a lot of beer. It was great.
Oh.
I loved it.
That's where I wasn't driving home.
Yep, of course.
If you're a cop.
Jesus.
Also,
I don't even remember.
If you're a cop, suck me off. I hate your guts.
All right.
Cameron, did you leave after me? Did you leave Brisbane after me?
He's the last to go.
No, before, I think. I left in 2015. No, you were still running LiveWire.
Oh, yeah. I think I left that year, later that year.
Anyways, I don't know if you've listened to this pod before, Alex, but what we kind of do on here, right, is talk about some mug-offs. You've told me some great mug-off stories before.
Yeah, I've got a few.
You got a couple. Would you
most of them are just you mugging me off, and I won't tell those ones.
Oh, please share one.
Wait, I've mugged you off?
Nah, in a friendly way. Nah, they're not real mug offs. I've got a couple. I've got.
If it's a story about me being funny, then you should. Oh, what's that? Why are you fucking? Why are you bringing up a photo? This sucks.
So you say you know Cameron a long time, Alex? Did you get that photo I sent you?
Is that Big Cameron? Yeah. Is that Big Cameron?
Oh, no, Big Cameron.
Did you know that bloke?
Yeah, I did know a bigger, a slightly bigger Cameron, oh, but man. Not that bloke. When you sent me that photo, I thought he was in Limp Bizkit.
Oh, this is just me looking fat with my ex-girlfriend. Why did you bring that up?
Fucking, some listener sent it in to us.
Yeah.
A listener? Who? Yeah.
Big fan of the show, sending it to us.
Who? Who was it?
Well, I was a big fan of the show.
Yeah, who? Well, it has to be someone I know.
I think they kind of hid their VPN or something.
Yeah, fucking rat them out. Rat them out.
Some confusion.
These cunts just scrolled back through my Facebook.
I swear to God we didn't.
New Zealand.
What country are you in?
Across the pond.
I've traveled abroad.
New Zealand. I would have put money on just Canada, like just at any Canadian, outside any Canadian bar that has like corn playing. Just ate a basket of fucking like cornbread or something.
Yeah. He's got the life, word, baby. Fuck, you're a big unit there. How much do you weigh there?
Oh, I don't know. Probably fucking, I don't know.
200, 250.
Yeah, but that, a lot of that looks like just, you know.
Jacket.
Relaxed.
I mean, that is
relationship
that is,
comfy weight, you know? Like,
I am very much in skiing gear.
I mean, that. Yeah, that's true.
It's quite
it does puff you out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I was quite fat. I remember, like,
Doesn't explain how tight it looks on you.
I was, we were going snowboarding in that, and I was very bad at it.
You were bad at snowboarding?
Well, I didn't have the motor skills. Like, I've never surfed or skated.
Yep. Yeah, me
so it,
or yeah. Turned down a meal by the look of that photo.
So that just a lot of falling over.
Yep.
And it's quite, you know, but way more sitting up than I'd normally do.
Yep.
At that point in my life,
skiing is a lot easier, but you don't want to ski really. You don't want to look like a skier.
No.
I mean, I look like a skier and I would ski, but you don't want to.
No, I still don't. I still don't. I'm fucking svelte now.
So you've been mugged off, Alex.
We're definitely going to cut that.
Oh, I hate that.
Sorry, guys. There was a delay in the audio.
Can we cut that silence out?
We didn't have to digest what Duggan just said about his weight.
Well, I was just going to be like, so yeah, you were fat. I didn't want to.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's not even funny. I don't know why Jerry keeps bringing it up. No one thinks it's funny.
We are listeners sent it into us.
Thank them. Thank them.
We will thank them.
Thank them now. Thank them by name.
Thank you to the listener, him or her, that may have sent that in.
She, him, her.
Yep.
Yeah, thank this rat on air.
Not a rat to me.
You're such a day one detective. You're just like, oh, tell me his name. Okay.
I'm about to put a Glock in your face and be like, fucking tell me.
Yeah.
You didn't even try and disguise it, like turn the screws a little bit. You're just like, oh, no, I'll do it. Oh, there you are.
You can't because you do this to me all the time. You're like, hey, it was an anonymous source and I'm not bringing it up.
Oh, man,
I'll
happens.
Tell you a mug off.
Please, yeah. Please, yeah. Please,
please. This is a shambles, this episode.
Beat us, we're starving. Well,
this one is because it actually, what did happen at a gig, but it really reminded me of like a gig in Brisbane, but it wasn't. It was one of the first, well, it was like a few months after I'd moved to Melbourne, but it was out of the city. So I don't even know what suburb it was because I wasn't familiar enough with the town yet. And I drove out to this gig like an hour out of Melbourne. And like right before and it was very Brisbane-y, I should say. It was like kind of a sparse crowd.
Mm.
And, you know, the...
So you were doing Brisbane a gig at a tavern.
Yeah, it was like a tavern. It wasn't a tavern. It was like a shop in a block of shops, like, you know, like a plaza.
Yeah.
When you went in, it was built like a tavern. Like there was like wood all over the walls.
Like the Indooroopilly of Melbourne.
Nice undertone of racism running through the joint. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and for some reason, every audience member wasn't sitting yet. They were just standing around the bar, like right behind the chairs.
That's a classic shit gig move. Like I've done so many of them, if they have like tall tables at the back, all the hard cunts just go and stand around them. Like, I'm not fucking sitting on this fucking comedy. Fuck this shit.
That's kind of what I do at gigs.
Well, that cunt's going to be the only one standing up getting laughs, is he? Fuck off.
Fuck that.
But they're watching. No matter what, they're watching. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, just sit down if you're going to watch it. You know, you're going to be able to hear it better. But this, what happened was, before the gig, I was about to go on stage. Whoever was on before me was on. This lady comes up to me who's been standing near the bar, and she goes, oh, you've, just so you know, love, you've got something on your shirt. And I was like, actually so grateful because I was about to go on stage. And I was like, fuck, I've put my jumper on or something. So I looked down. And then she did that thing where she just flicked me in the nose.
Classic.
That might be the first mug off in history. I reckon that's been going for centuries. Yeah.
Cavemen did that to dinosaurs. I believe. Like, she hit you with the oldest play in the book.
But I was so annoyed because it's like, of course I'm going to check. I'm about to go on stage. I don't want to go up and have a stain I don't know about or something. So then she gets me and I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I still check my shirt because I thought it was like, cool. Oh, she did both. Like, she was like, shirt's dead.
So then, this hit you in the face shirt after giving you a tip.
But then she goes, ha ha, I got you. I got the comedian. And she turns around to her mates who are like not even listening to her and goes, oi, I got the comedian. And everyone in the audience heard. They're all just looking around. And I was just, I don't know, so that was like a pretty like rough introduction to comedy in Melbourne. I was like, is this what it's going to be?
Tested everywhere.
Hit in the face.
The cultural centre of comedy in Australia. You get the
You forget that like life is just prison light. Like everyone is testing you all the fucking time.
Careful, Alex, I got your nose next.
I love that that's what she thinks comedy is, by getting the comedian as well. You know?
Yeah, that's what everyone's doing in the green room.
just tripping each other.
Daxon. You had to dax her. You had to.
Yeah, man. I was just like so angry at her the rest. I couldn't even concentrate on the comedy. I was just so mad at that girl.
Yeah, well, the world's funniest thing has already occurred. Like,
yeah, exactly. I can't top that.
She didn't even watch my set. She just left. Like, she'd done her job.
Well, when you get carried out of the pub a hero, Alex, it's not really your choice.
Fuck, that'd rule. I would like to actually try and do that to someone who's about to start work, like in any profession, is pretty funny. Like you see someone on their way to work and just point at their uniform, like, is that a word? Good luck dealing with this for the rest of the day, idiot.
She's like, she got you at your most vulnerable too.
Yeah.
Like, you're about to go on stage. You got a million like, things going through your
so
mind.
Mouthing your lines. Like,
yeah. Now I reckon it would pump me up. I'd be like, fuck yeah. Then,
hit me harder.
Then,
anything to feel alive again, yeah.
Ever since then, anytime anyone says you've got something on your shirt, you're like, oh no. Just assuming they're lying. You've done so many gigs with sauce stains on your shirt.
Fucking just set fire to it rather than look. I'll start again. I can rebuild.
You got a cold cock them right there. Got something on your shirt, yeah, mate, and just knock them out.
You know what also would be good is like something on your shirt, look down, nothing there, flick, but then you just chuck something on their shirt right after.
It'd be great to tell someone there's something on their shirt. Hey, man, you got something on their shirt. And they look down. And then they look back up and you're gone.
Well, you're
just
wearing,
ghost them.
You're wearing a shirt right now that says, kiss me, I'm horny.
Fuck off. You can't.
What's this the story behind this shirt, Cameron?
Yeah. Are you horny and you need a kiss?
I'm horny and I want a kiss.
Does that make you come, just a kiss?
Well, nowadays.
At this stage.
It's been a long, cold winter for Duggan, yeah. Unfortunately.
Just that comforting kiss on the forehead.
How is the single life treating you? Are you back in the game yet? Still.
Oh, dude, you know, I'm fucking tentatively back on the saddle, you know. But
yep.
I'm
reading the game.
I've got a saddle at home. I'm just
oh god,
that's going well, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You must be a hit in Tinder.
Sorry, I meant Sibian.
Good lord, that is actually pretty funny.
Of course, it's funny, cunt.
Are you on the apps, Cameron?
Nah, fuck the apps. The apps can.
So you're just not meeting people right now because you're in isolation.
Well, it's in ISO, yeah. I mean, how could it be, you know.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a smell about him. It's putting a few women off.
Yeah, the smell of success.
He smells like cum. Just in his pants. Everywhere in his pants.
Bro, she's lighting you up.
I'm pointing at my pants and going, hey, I've got something in my pants, and then flicking them in the nose.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's beyond the pale.
Yeah, disgusting, this behavior.
It doesn't even make any sense.
I know, mate.
Yeah, right. I've got a story that I've been too scared. I think I've told one person once because it made me look so bad that I didn't tell anyone for like 3 years.
Oh, I already love it.
This is the crowd for that.
It's not vulgar or anything. It's just super mean on my part. So I didn't Hell tell yeah. anyone for many years, but I'm going to tell it. So I got, technically they mugged me off and then I got revenge on them.
Perfect. Yes! Perfect. Finally, also, someone who got revenge.
Yeah. Shout outs to, pull one out for a real one if you're listening.
Yeah. So this was in Brisbane, but I was visiting. I think I was doing gigs up there or something. So I was like maybe it wasn't even 3 years ago. I lied already. So it was I just want to distance myself from this time-wise, but I haven't grown up that much. Okay, so it was a couple of years ago, and I was, you'll know this, Cameron, in Milton.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I went to the service
station.
Home
of the Milton
there,
Mangoes.
Right
it's where the Forex Brewery
is. Right next to the Forex Brewery. It's right next to the Forex Brewery, the BP there.
Hell yeah, I know the place.
That was a great interjection, Cameron. Anyway, keep going, Alex.
I'm really Amen. Setting the scene.
The fans will love it. I promise you there's a couple really of blokes punching the roof of their Commodores at the moment.
And they're sitting in that Milton Road right there.
There's a Macca's right there, right?
Oh, my God.
I
guess 100 sign, like a speed sign.
I've been through that drive-through with Jacques Barrett. We'd do a bit of uni work in the car park and then drive. We'd see how many times we could go through the drive-through. Buy a cheeseburger and a soft serve each time. Be like, hey, was there a couple of guys that came through here just before looking just like us? Like, yeah, a little less stoned, though.
Well, folks, there you have it. The world's worst story. Anyway, Alex.
Get the fuck out of here. I hate this episode. I'm getting torched.
Please continue, Alex.
It took us 75 to get to it, but like the world's worst story, finally.
Jacques, classiest name, unclassiest.
Yeah, yeah. There's been a mix-up there. Someone put the wrong name tag on the wrong kid in the hospital.
Never seen a baguette that black.
That's a Jaden.
Have you ever seen a baby just come out and instantly you're like, we better give it a good name because it's just going to be like a fuck up otherwise.
Lifetime of trouble.
Let's give it a fighting fucking chance when it comes to job interviews.
Yeah.
Just resumes. We got it.
It looks like a Brenton, but we'll give it a shot. Anyway, yes, I was at that BP next to that McDonald's.
In
Do
Milton.
You have a story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in Love Milton. It. So I pull up to and I need to get petrol. So I'm putting petrol in the car and I get on my phone, which you're not allowed to do, but I think, I don't know, I was just being
a rebel.
I was being a rebel. I just wasn't really paying attention. I was checking my phone and all of a sudden over the speaker, which is what embarrassed me and made me really angry, was this voice that was like, number five, get off your phone. Number five, I repeat, get off your phone. But what I was, I remember what I was doing. That's why I got really mad. I was transferring myself money so I could pay. So I got kind of annoyed because I was like, well, I have to fucking pay you, don't I? And I got embarrassed. I'll admit it. Mm. That's the embarrassing part, is that I cared so much. And, you know, a few people looked at me. I was like, God damn it. And so I go in, right? And that's when I go up to the counter and this kid is maybe like 16. I don't know. He's young. And I go up. And I go, oh, sorry about the phone thing. It's just that my dog got hit by a car today.
Nice.
I fucking love that.
And you guys know I always post about my dogs, but I didn't have a dog.
Before we've met the lovely Kyle.
Like, I had to get a dog after that. Like, fuck, 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 fuck. So I said that, right? I said that thinking he'd be a dick, and then he was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so, so sorry. I shouldn't have, he's like, I shouldn't have called over the thing. And I was like, oh, nah, it's all good.
I just had to start crying.
He looked so sad, and I just made up this complete lie to make him feel bad. And the kid was so upset, I could tell.
Nah.
And he just, and then I felt so bad. And like, it seems like now it doesn't sound as bad as it could have. But at the time, I felt like a real prick because this kid just like went red and like teared up.
Fuck that. Oh, he came fuck. At you first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was breaking the law.
What
it's
law?
Not a law, is
a
it?
Law.
I think they didn't they bust know. That on Mythbusters that the phone does nothing? Right? Like, what's the concern?
I think so. Imagine if you're like, yeah, my dog got hit by a car today. I was just re-watching the video.
Get a load of this.
That's the other thing. There was no follow-up questions as to what was actually going on.
Look at this. The leash just came right off him.
But that's probably the one time I've just been, like, outrightly lied to some... Like, not the one time. I've outrightly lied. Outrightly lied to make someone feel really bad about themselves unnecessarily.
Yeah, sucked in.
Alex, Spite will keep you alive, and that's good to remember, all right? If someone wrongs you, you got to do whatever you have to do to get back at them, okay? Don't feel bad about it for one fucking second.
Yeah. Do you know, also, Jake, I would have felt horrible if I didn't know exactly where this story happened.
I just thought I'd set the scene. It was for you, man. I did it for you.
I was helping setting the scene, and these guys shitting on me for it.
Well, she made you all homesick. That was the problem.
Yeah, that's fucking pour one out for a real one. The Milton Mangoes.
Do something else for me. Never mention it again.
Cameron, you're so single, you just want that Forex man to wink at you. Beautiful boy.
Doff that hat, baby.
Who did he come here with?
Do you know what happened? Do you know what happened on that street once? This is my stepdad, also called Jerry. Mm. It's a good story. Kind of mug-offish, not really.
He loves me, Jerry.
He loves you because of your Irish background and your name being the same.
What's up, Cameron?
Yeah, cool, man. Jerry's claim to fame is that stepdads love him. mine is generally that mums like me, but Jerry's is that stepdads.
Well, I can get no love off my real dad. I got to take it wherever I can get it.
Your stepdad fighting it, punching on with you every day.
That's my real dad, not my stepdad.
Yeah, well, so he tells you.
Normally, when your stepdad likes you, it's not a good thing. It could be on the nose.
He didn't come into my bed late at night when I was staying there. Just to give me a high five and said good work.
In a weird twist of fate, Jerry used to sneak into his stepdad's room and sniff his undies.
I don't have a stepdad, cunt.
Not anymore. He left.
Yeah, he felt abused.
No, he felt fucking threatened is what he felt.
Yeah, probably. Probably, because he kept trying to eat his ass.
My stepdad's told me this story twice on that intersection next to the BP. He goes, oh, I was doing work there one day. And he tells me, he goes, one of the funniest things he reckons, I agree, but was happening is that he was doing some work and there's this little fella he worked with. He calls him a little fella. He said he weighed like maybe max 58 kilos and he's just this tiny little guy and he was down working in a hole. They do like doing like construction stuff. And this lady walks past who's quite stocky, right? So she's quite broad. But my stepdad, Jerry, he says to the boys at the site, he says on the road, he goes, oh, she's a pretty solid chick. He's like, nice looking, but solid. So he's just pointing out to the girls that it's my stepdad. That, and the little fella pops out of the hole that he's in.
I love it already.
He has a look at her. He has a look at her and he goes, hey. And my stepdad goes, yeah. And he goes, oh, no good solid. Has to have a hole in him. Oh, my Lord.
Apparently beggars can be choosers. Back in the hole, cunt.
Yeah, you kind of kick him back in the hole.
And I still love that. I love that story so much. No good soul. I'm going to have a hole in him. I think it's a good joke. I couldn't say it, but...
Oh, who can these days? PC culture.
Yeah. Yeah, they've taken all the teeth out of comedy.
That's why I'll always remember that street.
Oh, fuck. That's hectic. Anything going on with you boys this week?
Nah, fuck all.
Fuck, just been busy,
You know me, steady working.
Yeah, man. Essential
you
workers.
You guys working?
Yeah, just still throwing some soil around.
It's good to be back in the room with you guys now. We're allowed two visitors.
Yeah.
Doing it remotely this whole time. It's crazy.
Mm. We're not allowed anyone yet. I'm not allowed any visitors yet.
How come?
No friends, mate.
Lord.
Oh, in Victoria. Yeah, sure.
No one wants to hang out with me.
Oh.
You know Sydney, famously a progressive state.
Got what it deserved. If you ask me.
Fucking hell. He's setting himself on fire.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
He's in the corner punching himself in the mouth. I don't know if we should send him back out there, boss. It's like he's had enough.
All right, I've got a lot going on.
I've been working near a friend of the show, Sam Taunton's house lately. Just waving at his window.
I'm jealous. I'm so jealous of you guys. I'm jealous of every other state right now. We've got until May 11th.
To what? Stay inside.
Yeah, until we're allowed like one person.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
it sucks.
Who's going to make the cut, you think?
I've been trying to come up with lies of how I could have people over, like that I'm in some weird three-way relationship.
A thruple.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Get it going.
Because you're allowed to have someone over in a relationship. But I was like, how could I manage this? I could get them over.
How's life at home with the missus?
It's actually been all right, you know? Been a good test. I mean, I'm running. I'm running like 10K a day, but I'm fine.
I love that everyone calls Absolutely. Spending time with their partner a test. It's like, yeah, it's a relationship. It shouldn't be a test.
We shouldn't be gloating in front of this one.
Yeah.
I mean, with our partners during quarantine.
I tell you what, I went through the test, failed. That was pre-quarantine.
It's actually been great. So, you know, I know it's a good relationship. It's been great. But also we do have two dogs, which is very time consuming. So I wonder without the dogs. Because it's a big project.
So you have nobody and nothing. Is that right, Cameron?
Me?
No pets.
I wouldn't say that.
I've got a couple of knives for work.
I would.
And a cube.
Yeah. What, you got Kemi?
Hope. Hope for the future.
I've got this box that used to be a Commodore.
It's a cube, you idiot.
Cameron had his car cubed last week.
Really?
Yeah. We talked about it in the last episode.
I'll tell you what I did have. $300.
Here we go.
Is that all?
Yeah.
What year was that?
Yeah. For a 20 grand Holden Commodore.
Yeah. It seems a bit low, doesn't it?
Yeah. It seems real low. Because I was getting quotes to maybe sell my year 2000 Barina for money, and I was offered $250.
Was yours working?
Yeah, it works real.
So you were selling it as a car, not as a cube. It's a future cube.
True, but no one. They kept saying, "No, we're not going to sell this car. Like, we're going to cube this."
You should say, "Not with that attitude, you know."
Yeah. Well, I mean, in all fairness, a Barina is a smaller cube.
Yeah.
Math checks out.
Oh, yeah. I'm
sorry about him. Normally, he's very funny.
I'm both a math and cube guy.
That's his opening line with women.
Yeah. And
is
the response.
Is that your pickup line?
Yeah.
In all fairness, Barina is a smaller cube.
I cannot understand why they keep leaving.
Yeah, this one's on me, girls. I just turned my car into a box. So, 3 crisp hundreds.
Oh, fuck. That's.
Do you want to go back to stand-up?
Me?
Were you doing some stand-up? You were doing some stand-up, right?
Would you go back? Would you like to go back to...
I like asking.
Would you like to go back to your relationship?
No. Would you like to go back to trying stand-up, Jerry?
Yeah.
Giving that a go.
Zing, bang, whiz. How many have you got?
Spinning your wheels a bit?
Don't look at me, Matt.
You brought him here.
I didn't bring him.
Now I'm getting sincere and deep. I only ask because I'm like, it's interesting to ask people because I'm like, I forget that I used to do it all the time now because I never do it. And I'm like, oh man, I love having time to eat and just do stuff at night.
I was just thinking that.
I mean, I don't do anything, but.
That Cameron's the barnacle on your boat, yes.
On my boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
He even made a barnacle noise to say it.
Why not?
Barnacle boy.
No, I could give two fucks about it, to be honest. Like, I think if everyone was doing it and I wasn't doing it, I'd be like, oh no. But it's like a world mandated break from it, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think, Alex, it'll breed more comics or take more away? Like, more people give it up post COVID?
I think more people will give it up, but not thankfully, but not straight away.
Yep.
Like, I think they'll come back and they'll do maybe a few gigs and then there'll be two like, oh, it's actually... it's much better not to do it.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, it is much better for you not to do it.
The sooner that...
don't do it.
Most of these people realize they've never met anyone laugh in their life. We can all move on.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people doing Zoom comedy gigs at the moment that are getting the exact same response.
Oh, man.
There's just no laughter coming back and they're like, this sounds normal.
Well, by virtue of, like, if you are doing that, you think it's okay, you are the cunt that would get no laughter because you're like, oh, this is perfectly normal. You know, like, I'll just go along with this.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Mm. And I'm just clarifying that I agree with you.
Thank you for being the barnacle to my barnacle.
Well, that one really got under the skin there, didn't it? Yeah, bringing it back later.
Jesus, not in front of the guest.
I actually think it would surprise me if it brought more people. I mean, it might bring a few people that are like, maybe, you know, like midlife crises.
Yep.
That were like, oh, I wasted my time until now. But they're always around anyway.
Oh, there's heaps of bucket listers just fucking chomping at the bit.
That's my favorite genre.
The bucket lister. They're biting their way through the gate at the moment.
It's like, it's all in play when it comes to those cowboys.
I like the inverse of that. Like, I was talking to Andrew Hastings and he said, I've wasted my 20s.
Doing comedy?
Doing comedy, yeah. Like I've
I've wasted. That's it. Also a fair... I didn't start till I was like 20, almost 25, which...
So you got
know,
a good...
When you look at...
Yeah, that's great. That's a good age.
But when you look at careers, you're like, oh, I should have started early. But then you're like, no. I just used to go to bands and drink and... It's normal stuff.
Yeah. Like,
have actual fun.
Yeah. Live the life of a 20-year-old.
Imagine just like swimming in the pool and drinking on weeknights.
Oh, baby.
The dream. The actual dream.
I love that you threw that in there on weeknights. Listening to people getting maggot in the pool on a weeknight.
That's everyone in Brisbane, isn't it? Yeah. Drunk as shit in water.
Imagine rather than being at the Stones Corner Hotel on a Tuesday getting maggot, you're at home in the pool.
Living.
That sounds amazing. Just floating around blind, just throwing the fucking Forex can in the filter. Who cares?
Just yelling.
Suck me off.
Fuck, that would be pretty sweet.
You're just trying to get stepdad to come fix the filter.
Got his ass.
Oh fuck. Well, we're nearly at a full time. We're already in overtime for us. But have you got any other mug-offs, COVID-related?
We did have that, like, two-minute pause. Nah, I got nothing that competes with that. Just a quick one. When I was 14, my little brother started... He had, like, a girl he had a crush on, and he gave all my DVDs to her and just told her she could keep them because he liked them. To this day, it's, like, the biggest mug-off that's really ever happened to me because I, like, was just like, you can't do that. And he's like, I already did it.
It's weirdly beautiful.
It's a real Captain Cook move.
What did you lose?
I lost Notting Hill.
Oofed.
I lost Never Been Kissed. I lost Oofed. Fast and Furious. I lost some good shit.
Nice.
You're a real enigma.
It's quite a spectrum of those films.
Hey, I'm friends with you guys. You're all very different.
That's true.
In what way?
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, some of you are skinny, some of you are less skinny.
Jerry.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
too funny.
I haven't been called skinny in a long time. I really needed that.
Not me, man. Happens every day.
It does not, cunt.
What, are you walking through an amusement park or something?
Yeah, Cameron, you're solid, but, you know.
Well, Alex, where can our fine listeners find you on the social medias?
Yeah, cool. They can find me on Instagram. My handle is WardYouKnow.
Yep.
You can just look up Alex Ward. Mm. I'm on Twitter. I don't tweet that much. Kind of love-hate relationship with Twitter, but I'm on there. Alex M. Ward. Yeah, cool.
You got another podcast, right?
Yeah, and
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I got a podcast. It's called Going Hypo. It's me and my friend Luca Muller, comedian.
Very funny, Luca Muller. Very funny, Alex Ward.
Would you rathers?
We do a lot of would you rathers, and it's pretty new. I think we have like 12 episodes, but it's going very well.
Oh, sick.
Hit us with one.
Yeah, what's...
Okay. What did we have recently? Well, mostly we get them off Reddit because they're all actually disabled.
Well, get a load of three disabled people who are going to answer one.
Hey, Alex, you're on the mug off now. You can say retard.
I can say retarded. Yeah. You can't do it.
That's my
before this podcast. Before this podcast, you text me, Cammy, and you said, mostly we'll just spend most of the time talking about how retarded Jerry is. I thought you meant my stepdad, and I was like, that's weird. and I was like, I'm up for it, but he's not that retarded.
Yeah. I was talking about our Jerry.
Even the most perfect.
Yeah, now I realized that. I realized that as soon as I got into it. I was like, oh, of course.
Even the most perfectly laid plans go wayward sometimes. Yeah, hit us with a would you rather.
Would you rather... Let me think if I got... Oh, yeah, this was a good one. Would you rather live in, like, a dystopian world or... that's dystopian, or live in the world from 2012 to 2016 when technology hasn't advanced? That was the question that someone wrote on Reddit.
such a shit question.
I think there was one also that was like, would you rather have balls for fingers or balls for toes? That's a better one for you boys.
Ooh, toes. All day. Fingers. Why are you stepping
Wouldn't
on balls?
Yeah, then you're stepping on your nuts all day.
Yeah, but then fingers is fucked as well. How do you beat yourself off with your own balls?
Well, people with no arms use their mouths and stuff and feet. So you'd like
beat off.
If you got balls for balls for toes, you could wear steel caps to protect them.
There you go.
Yes.
That's great.
That was my answer.
That's
hell yeah.
Imagine balls for fingers. You couldn't catch anything. You couldn't imagine using your phone.
Probably
feel good. But
yeah, that's true. That'd hurt.
Do you have the dexterity to pinch and roll your own ball fingers? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
what if they? Yeah.
Is it just scrotum for hands? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, we need some clarification. If it's all one.
There's one on each.
So there's a scrotum on each finger bulb.
So 10 balls.
Imagine the testosterone on you, Jerry. You'd be fighting every cut.
Yeah. Your old man would finally call your son.
You'd be driving a car through his wall.
I have to use my ball fingers to pull up the handbrake.
Oh, that's red hot.
I'm going with the hands myself.
Okay. If I can pinch and roll my own ball hands, I'm going hands. But if not, toes.
Okay.
That's my answer. Cameron?
Feet, for sure. Feet.
Mm.
Leave them alone.
Fuck yeah.
Don't touch her. What are you going to be the cunt walk around in gloves all the time? Get the fuck out of here. I'm already wearing shoes. You don't know what I got under here.
10 more balls, no one touches.
I think feet would be okay.
Sorry?
I think feet would be okay. I feel like they'd really come into the foot when they were cold. You just have to make sure you're always cold so that you can walk.
Actually, if I had balls on all my fingers, I'd constantly wear fingerless gloves. Just so everyone had to look at them.
Yeah, I can't.
just always waving at people.
Yeah. Always trying to touch people, like doing this. I'm like just running my fingers down their face.
Does everyone in the world have ball hands or fingers, or are you just one cunt walking around?
No, just you. So you can make money off it.
Then 100% feet, you could somehow live a normal life.
Oh, man.
Imagine having balls for fingers, and then just your whole thing was just trying to, every time you met someone, you're just trying to brush hair out of their face.
Man, how good is my podcast?
It's red hot. This is a great plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'd be like kind of like a Hulk kind of scenario. It'd be like, you know, you could kind of get around life, have sex, just keep wearing shoes. And then one day you'd be like, oh, why are you so horny all the time? And the secret is I'm always horny. And then you just pull out all these testicle fucking toes.
And they're like, get out. Get out immediately, you freak.
We probably don't have time for another question, but this you don't have to answer this one. But I just want to say this is my favorite one of all time that we've challenged each other with. Would you rather look like Jar Jar Binks or look like yourself but have Jar Jar Binks' voice?
Oh, the second. I think I could make
racist, man.
I could make it work though. Like, I'm racially ambiguous enough for people to be like, "Is he Caribbean?"
Yeah, I was gonna
like,
say,
an accent?
It's like Chet fucking Tom Hanks' son gets away with it. Why can't I?
He says the N-word, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like, I think he.
Chet Hanks says the N-word. Chet Hanks. Oh, Chet Hanks. Sorry. Fucking
Chet, his son. Yeah, I hate that family.
Yeah, even Rita Wilson.
Yeah. Who could be with Tom Hanks? If I had to choose whether to fuck Tom Hanks or Jar Jar Binks, I'd probably fuck Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, yeah.
And his little vest.
My kink is to have my girlfriend dress as Jar Jar Binks and talk like him.
Because is Jar Jar Binks some racial shit?
Yeah, he's like...
All Star Wars is, isn't
like it? Yeah, like they're all kind of... Like characters are invented.
Like Jamaican.
Yeah, he's like Caribbean...
Who's the Jew one?
The ones that can't be affected by mind tricks. Like, right?
They're too sneaky.
Yeah, like he's the one who's like...
Your mind tricks no work on.
Because he's like always screwing Anakin down on price.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You guys have lost me. I've never seen this nerd shit before in my life.
Milton Mangos.
Okay, now we're cooking. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We might have to pull up the stumps there. We're in overtime.
So we're an hour in.
Look at that.
Almost.
Hectic. So you've said where people can find you. Like MugOff69 on Instagram. Yep.
Go on HypoPod.
Go on HypoPod. And yeah, leave a nice review for MugOff and Going Hypo. 5 stars. Leave us a write a review. We'll read it on the show. Right.
I already gave you guys 5 stars, ooh, just so you know.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Nice. Oh, nice.
You're the best, Alex.
Expect 3 back.
Classic mug off. Yeah, if it wasn't your brand. Yeah. If it wasn't your brand, I'd be so mad.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Yeah.
Thanks
so much,
so
Alex
much for coming on,
thanks, Alex.
You're the best.
Thank you, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Mug off, baby.